guys. We'll call us James Franco because we are spring breakers this week. No?
I was trying to think of a pun off of Dolphin, but...
Yeah, we're on Dolphin Island. If you tell people Dolphin Island is going to surge in its tourism, we are definitely having a good time.
We are dialing it up. Dolphin Island, Alabama.
Dial. Aren't you glad you went to Dial? Don't you wish everybody did?
We are at the Sunset Sanctuary, this place is called.
Wi-Fi password, magical cheese. Sorry, Sunset Sanctuary. I just gave it away. Everybody's going to be stealing your Wi-Fi now.
The microwave is on the fritz.
The hot water is not great. Not great.
Hot tub, 10 out of 10.
Yep. So overall, 4 to 5 stars.
It was at a solid 7 out of 10 for the trip overall. And then Ryan booked us a reservation outside for dinner tonight. It is approximately, probably, what would you wager, 50 degrees? 50,
no,
55?
No, that is, I'm going to pull the temperature up right now.
Let me guess what it was.
Okay, I'm going to pull the temperature up for what it is at this exact moment. Okay, so right now
right
I have
now,
the temp. Yes.
58.
No.
Lower?
Higher.
60.
63 degrees.
Yeah.
Right now, which means it must have been 66, 67. We saw
windy.
A beautiful sunset.
Ryan rolls up in jeans. He's ready for it because he made the reservation, but he didn't tell any of the rest of us. So Lila, our daughter, is wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I'm wearing shorts. Charlie's wearing shorts.
Yeah, but they have, fortunately, they both had sweatshirts in the car because we have all kinds of nonsense in our car.
You didn't think to just tell us
no,
when
I
we
didn't.
All came down the stairs wearing shorts?
I thought it was going to be nice because I had just been outside fishing, catching some poor fish that died. And I was like, oh, it's really nice out here. So I did not think about it. Because I was like, boy, it's a nice day. The people are going to love sitting outside. They did not.
Negative.
Ryan yeah, nobody
a fish,
liked it.
Couldn't get the hook out of its mouth. So then he just cut it out with the hook and a bird ate it. You might not be allowed back to Dolphin
I don't think
Island.
I'm allowed on Dolphin Island anymore, especially after they hear this. The Dolphin Island Tourism Board is a big listener of this show, big booster. This episode is brought to you by Dolphin Island, by the way. It's lovely here. Come check it out. Just don't sit outside when it's evening.
But that's our dedication to this podcast.
Yeah, that I brought a cardboard box of our equipment down here.
We watched the show last night, but we couldn't rewind to the starting point.
Hulu
we had
was
to
giving
watch
us
it
some trouble.
Right when Rachel got into the hospital. So imagine we were thinking like, God, what happened?
Right. Did she get hit by a car? Did she get struck
she
by lightning?
She fell on her face by choice. She was like, I should know better than to look down at water when I'm jumping. Yeah, Rachel. Yes, you're a nurse, ma'am.
Literally and figuratively fell flat on her face.
Oh, boy.
Well, we have a lot of shout-outs. This is just a shout-out episode, I think, because we
have... I don't
have
that many.
Oh, we have a lot because I was thirsty for Gmails and I got people to
Are
send...
Are you shouting out all of the people that entered for the sprinkles contest?
Well, but they all sent good stuff. I'm not shouting at people who just said, send me sprinkles, but we got a lot of good content.
All right.
But I want to hear from you first on what you've got over there.
Instagram's been a little quiet this week.
Crickets.
Let's see. Okay. What, can we get to that review?
Yeah. Let's get to this review.
That's making me
think
of...
It's really going to get in your craw,
well,
isn't
no,
it?
Well, no. Just what I just did is I have to address it via the review.
You're making a schwa noise. Okay.
That,
so
yeah. Is the schwa...
We have
yeah.
two new reviews. Okay. So first one, Simpatico from This Is Ridiculous. I came late to this podcast post-divorce. Welcome to the club.
Are you single still?
And I really wish I had found it sooner. I love to know this whole Nathaniel story and his connection to the breakup of such
so
a seemingly compatible couple. He knows what he did.
Yeah.
Nathaniel of St. Louis University knows exactly
we don't like
what he did.
To talk about it. We certainly don't talk about it every week on this pod.
We certainly don't talk about the fact that he did our wedding ceremony and by default was the one who caused us to break up because it wasn't a solid foundation for this marriage.
I have watched as a result of the gentleman I am dating from across the pond.
Sure. Yeah. Brian.
Yes. The TV show. Oh gosh. What's the name of this show?
The Office British version.
No, it's a
Red Dwarf, Doctor Who,
no,
Downton Abbey.
Keep going.
It sounds like it's real good. It sounds like something you'd really
it's
like.
James Corden.
Late Night with James Corden. James Corden Blue.
What is the name of this
what
show?
You, this is, show is really sinking
Hang
in with you.
On.
I can tell. Well, let me finish the rest of this review.
Stacy's
mom. Truly brilliant and so simpatico. I enjoy you both so much, but I'll have to end with a small criticism. I wish, Anna, that you would stop adding the schwa A to so many of your words.
Okay, so my question is, 1 second, Gavin and Stacy.
I have no idea what that is.
It's the best.
Okay.
I was going in with a full eye roll.
Okay.
And it is so funny. And like, you don't expect it because it's a very weird humor. Like,
yeah.
I guess kind of
You don't expect
British
it because it's
humor.
British.
I mean, basically, yeah. But the thing is, there's this like C storyline that goes through the entire show, like multiple seasons, where these two characters have taken a fishing trip together, and like you never find out what happened on the fishing trip. I feel like that's what we need to do with Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I just gave it away, but secondly, we can't talk about it.
Yeah.
All right.
He knows what he did.
So you going to deal with this
Is it when I say
No, well, see, I cut a lot of your uhs out.
But
you know.
I still make, I say them a million times.
I was actually thinking about doing a montage of your uhs and ums.
I am Robin Scherbatsky
yes.
saying,
I know I can find it by sight.
I say
in this because I know what your ums look like
yeah,
in Audacity.
And I say so.
I just did. There it is, right there. Case in point.
I can't stop. I cannot stop. And is that what you're talking about? This is ridiculous. Because if that's the case, why didn't you just ask me to stop saying
No, I think so. I kind of sort of learned this 20 years ago in my linguistics class.
Oh, well, then you're clearly
from
the
Victor
person
Raskin.
To educate
yeah.
me on it.
It's a sound from the International Phonetic Alphabet, but
yeah,
I
but
don't
the
remember.
Sound is
What is the schwa sound? The schwa is the sound vowels make when they are unstressed. They make a lazy sound. Sometimes it can be more of an eh, but is most common.
Well, I think it's like you're adding an extra sound. This is the complaint. What we need to do is we have linguist friends, so we can get some linguists on
but
the show.
But when am I adding an sound?
You got to ask. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. We need some more information.
I'm not saying
on this.
Like this is ridiculous. I'm not Luigi.
it's a ridiculous Mexico.
I think it's that I say too much, which again, I 1000% agree. I cannot stop. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, and
it's
this
my
is
biggest
ridiculous.
Deal.
You have no idea how many of these I cut out of this episode.
Still so
half
many.
Of my notes is just and then remove the in here.
I don't know what to tell you. I know that I do it. I can't stop.
I can't help myself.
You can't help yourself.
But I don't think that I add, like, I'm not saying, that's a spicy meatball.
That's a spicy meatball. Maybe he's talking about how you insisted on saying Genghis Khan.
I like how you
which
assume
is
that
correct.
It's a man.
I don't know that it's a man.
No, but you just did.
I did
That's
assume that.
That's your
yes.
unconscious bias.
I need to check. I need to do the work and yeah. check myself. Yes.
Well, maybe I'll try to come up with a new, instead of saying, I'm going to say,
no. blah, blah, bibbido, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, we have another review. It's giving from, this is from, oh no, I lost it. Okay, this is a review from.
Wait, can I interject?
Yes, please.
I'd also like to say to, this is ridiculous. the breakup of such a seemingly compatible couple. We are not that compatible.
Oh, no. This is really all a facade and always
seemingly
has been.
Seemingly is the key word there.
Yes, seemingly. We are not compatible at all. We are compatible podcast
we
hosts.
We are compatible.
We are not a compatible couple. Yeah. We are compatible once a week podcast hosts. All right. Doo-doo senior for Evie.
I have a question for you, poster. Do you doo-doo what you will do? Do you doo-doo what you do-do?
Doo-doo senior 54 Evie, doo-doo as she doo-doo. It's giving. The only Bachelor podcast I listen to anymore. You guys are hilarious. Keep it up. But please stop saying the phrase, it's giving. I thought that was just a Gen Z thing.
Yeah, man. I'm Gen Z.
Well, first, what is up with these new reviews that are like, hey, I love your podcast. Here's a very minor complaint. Yes. Okay, we have a young expert. We have our youth correspondent here. All right. Explain it's giving, please.
I don't know how to.
Hey, do we say that?
It's giving.
No, do you hear us say that a lot?
No. Yeah, no. See?
I don't hear them say that a lot either.
Okay, see? Nobody who knows us well thinks we
Both
say it's giving.
Children say we're not. No, yes. We know how to use it because they
I
use
understand
it on
this
show.
Yeah.
It's giving engagement. It's giving commitment. We know.
This review is giving... No. Old.
Wait, are you
so this review
reviews?
Is giving. Yeah, we're reading reviewsies.
Can I read one?
No, we're done.
No, we're done. We read the reviews. All right, see you later. See, nobody says. Yes, it's nice to have a youth consultant
so
on retainer.
We're glad for the reviews, but y'all are both wrong.
We love the reviews, and we are striving for continuous improvement on this podcast.
I'm not. I'd like to remove myself from that option. I'm actually striving for continual disimprovement.
Making things slightly worse.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, we have some wonderful Gmails as part of the sprinkling hundreds and thousands of smiles here for the Wrong Reasons Sprinkle King giveaway. And we have some really nice things to say. So this is from Kate Ressel. My friend from Connecticut says they call sprinkles shots. Have you ever heard of this?
Nope, because I'm not from Connecticut.
So is this, you could say like, hey, let's get a round of shots, and then you would all just knock back a bunch
sprinkles,
of sprinkles.
And you're like, oh, we wanted alcohol.
Or they come out with alcohol, and you're like, no, we wanted sprinkles. What are you doing?
We surely have more than one listener in Connecticut. Other Connecticut listeners, please weigh in.
We also get a long story, I won't read the whole thing, about her meeting Adrian Zmed. Do you know who that is? Something about he was in the production of Grease, Johnny Norgarelli. She met him twice.
Who did he play?
I think Johnny.
Oh, Johnny from Grease 2.
From Grease 2, yeah.
I would also like to say that whatever episode that was, 2 weeks ago maybe, where I was going over the best songs in Grease 2.
Okay.
I made an egregious overlook.
Okay.
I did not say Cool Rider, and that's, I mean...
We mentioned Cool Rider.
No, we mentioned that he was learning to ride a motorcycle.
Okay.
Because that was how he was going to seduce Michelle Pfeiffer's character.
Sure.
But we did not. The whole reason why he knows this is because he's like, what kind of boy do you want? There's my British
accent.
That's,
I can tell you've been watching Jenny and Georgia or whatever this is, Frankie and Zoe.
And she says... I want a cool rider. And then she sings a whole song about what that entails.
About how she wants a cool rider. And then he becomes
it out. I wanna
said
see.
Cool rider.
OOLRIDER.
I don't think that you can become a cool rider.
Well, the British guy in Grease 2 would beg to differ.
I know, but he's fictional. Do you think that one can learn to be a cool rider? Like, I think you can learn to ride a motorcycle. But I don't know if you can learn the entire cool persona that goes with it.
Yeah,
cool
rider. There's a lot of.
So, the classic nature versus nurture debate
that would stand by the argument that you can.
We just don't know. Is it inherent? This is a question that plagued Aristotle, Kant, all of these people.
I feel like it is true that you're either cool or you're not cool.
Yeah,
you are not cool.
Oh no, I'm super cool.
You are not cool.
All right. So she said that the first time they met him, they chased him and he ran into a porn shop. So we couldn't chase him since we were teenagers. 10 years later, they met him and they said, Mr. Zmed. And he said, please call me Adrian. Mr. Zmed is my father. And used a super dad joke.
Adrian Zmed?
Zmed. Zmed. Yes. All right. We have a shout out to Ginger, who requested some sprinkles. We have a shout out to Lee, who said she would listen to us recap any show. Please consider getting in on Traitors if you haven't already. I don't know what that is. Pilot Pete's in season two.
Yeah, Traitors.
We talked about that. We talked about
like
that.
I feel like there are a few different reality show compilation.
Yes, like greatest hits.
Yeah, like Traitors, and Jax is on one called, I want to say, like House of Villains.
Oh, yeah,
and
I saw
then,
that one. Yeah.
Special Forces, which obviously had our beloved Tyler C. and Tom Sandoval.
I'm shocked you haven't watched this.
Yeah, I know. And I think it's pretty good, too. Yeah. Hannah Brown won.
Oh, what'd she
hashtag
win?
Hashtag feminism. The whole thing.
Hashtag feminism, hashtag racism.
Well, you know, they, sure. It balances it out with her.
Well, they sometimes come hand in hand. We got a nice email from Anna Svensson saying that nothing would make her happier than some streusel, which, as you'll recall, is a yet another word for sprinkles. What I think we should do is coin an additional word for sprinkles and try to get it to catch on. Like a new term.
Jinxies.
Some jinxies. Yeah, put some jinxies on my ice cream, please. Yeah. And then a lot about Clayton's accusing baby mama, who it seems like that is entirely fabricated. Not just that Clayton is the father of these children, but that there are children at all.
Yeah. No, I think the whole thing was made up.
Yeah.
I was thinking more about my thing for Clayton.
Okay, let's hear
it. I need to know if there's a word for the opposite of getting the ick, because I feel like that's what's happened
to
me. Oh,
yes. That is exactly the opposite. Yeah. So maybe the dick.
No, I'm not going to call it that.
Okay. The pick, because you picked
him.
You didn't
to
like him. We
coin
you're right.
Something, because I actually do feel like this happens fairly regularly
yes.
with this show, with Paradise. I also had the reverse ick. Maybe it's the Rick reverse ick.
Mm-hmm.
What's his fit? Braden gave me the Rick.
Yes, Braden gave you the Rick.
And then I got the ick again.
Yes. You know who else gave the Rick was the cool writer, who initially Michelle Pfeiffer didn't. She had the ick, and then
no,
he wrote in all cool.
She didn't have the ick on him. She was just like, you're such a nerd. She didn't have the ick. I feel like Clayton like gave me the ick, and
yeah.
now all of
he
a sudden
he still gives me the ick. I can't wait until he gives you the ick again.
I don't know.
Yeah, right
I
now
like,
you're in the Rick zone. You got Rick rolled by Clayton.
I went back and watched that video like a couple of different times.
Yeah, did you watch the
late at night?
all by myself. Hey guys, speaking of all by myself. Oh. Eric Carmen died over the weekend.
He doesn't sing that song.
Yes, he
Celine
does.
Dion does.
He wrote it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure he wrote that. He wrote.
You're gonna need to fact check
Almost
that.
Almost Paradise.
Yeah,
yeah,
Eric Carmen, who sang our Paradise tune,
All
Almost
by
Paradise.
Myself, song by Eric Carmen. Yeah.
Are you sure that's not another
New
song?
York Times, Eric. Maybe it is a different All By Myself, but he sings a song called All By Myself. Yeah, he wrote, or he sings Make Me Lose Control, Hungry
My
Eyes.
My personal favorite, Make
yeah.
Me Lose Control.
Oh, it's such a good song. That acoustic little breakdown at the end.
Turn the radio up for that sweet sound. Hold me close, never let me go. Keep this feeling alive. Make me lose control.
I like the narrative that it tells. We're like riding in the car. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a storytelling song.
She's got Uptown on the stereo. Yeah.
I like any song that references another song.
Yes, right.
I feel like they don't do that enough these days.
Yeah, just like we're listening to this song. But you get Olivia Rodrigo talking about Uptown Girl.
That, I hate that.
You just said 2 seconds ago that you love a song that references another song.
What is happening in this generation that someone has to teach you about Uptown Girl?
The same thing that happened in every generation where you didn't know songs 30 years old until someone's like...
You don't even know that it exists? No, I knew that song existed. I feel like that song is like...
Yeah, because you are in the generation when it was released.
No.
This is like someone probably had to teach you about like a 50s rock song.
Uptown Girl was before my time.
But like barely. I'm just saying, this is the equivalent of someone saying like, hey, have you heard this song by Herman's Hermits? And you're like, oh, I've never heard that song before. It's great.
In what world am I driving around as a high schooler and someone is like, hey, have you heard this song by Herman's Hermits?
Oh, the same world that Olivia Rodrigo and the Deja Vu Man are listening.
Also, the only song that anybody knows from Herman's Hermits is... No, that's the Turtles. What is Herman Hermit? Mrs.
Well,
Brown,
see,
you've
somebody,
got a lovely daughter.
Somebody needs to teach you about Herman's Hermits,
Uptown
obviously.
Uptown Girl was released in 1983. That is
the
not
year
my
you were
generation.
Born. I just don't quite understand. You're getting old if you don't realize that like people had to be taught songs that were released 40 years ago.
Yeah, well, you're uncool.
Okay, so Herman's Hermits sing...
Did they sing My Green Tambourine?
I don't see it on here. Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, Bus Stop?
I bet they do.
Bus Stop.
There's a Kind of Hush.
Okay, yeah.
To I'm Into Something Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, some song... Oh, No Milk Today? I don't know. Let's see. Bus Stop. Is that the one that's...
My Umbrella.
My Umbrella. It is.
Like
yes.
That song,
that's a Herman's Hermit song.
Really like pre... It was the precursor to the whole How I Met Your Mother storyline.
The Umbrella.
The Umbrella.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So I think... Oh, I have one more shout out. Boy, we are really... This is a Bachelor Recap podcast. By the way, welcome to our Bachelor Recap podcast.
I'm still looking at Herman's
okay.
song.
So we have Bridge, in order to try to win some sprinkles, which we'll announce the winner shortly, wrote a whole poem, which you'll mm-hmm. appreciate, Ode to Sprinkles, which I am going to read right now.
Am I going to be ugly about this?
Probably. How much do I love thee? Let me count the ways, whether it's hundreds and thousands or jimmies for days. Haggle slag's truly a gift from the Dutch. Fräulein Streusel, I love you so much. Cupcakes and ice cream would not be the same without candy rainbows bearing more than one name.
I'm going to say this as the highest compliment.
Uh-huh.
It's very reminiscent of the ice cream poem
yep.
that Veda recites in My Girl.
Ode to Ice Cream by Veda Saltonfuss. I like ice cream a whole lot. It tastes good when days are hot. On a cone or in a dish, this would be my only wish. Vanilla, chocolate, or rocky road, even with pie a la mode. That's all I got so far.
I hear that, Veda. Flesh a la mesh or rocky road.
It's giving My Girl
it's
ice cream
Veda.
Poem.
What was Veda's last
that
name?
That is, I don't yeah. remember. I didn't remember that her name was Veda.
Yeah,
I mean, you were way ahead
Veda.
Of the curve if you knew her name was Veda.
And then that hippie guy is like...
Doesn't mean anything, man.
No, he's like, in my mind, you can't beat a scoop of strawberry on a hot summer day. He's like, I love it.
No, I thought there was... But the teacher's like, this doesn't mean anything.
The teacher is like, Veda,
yeah.
I need you, A, to not be in this class.
Right. Because you're 11. Why are
but
you
B,
here?
But B, if you're going to be in here, like, you can't write that shit, Veda.
Right. Well, the teacher's like, something dramatic and terrible needs to happen to you so that you can write good poetry. Can you please experience a tragedy in the next few months?
Her last name is like Schnuffelpuss or something. It's something
that's
crazy.
That's what they call sprinkles in Austria. Veda. Schnuffelpusses.
That's our new sprinkle name.
Give me some Schnuffelpuss, please. All right. That's all my shout. Oh, Nathaniel. Daniel also sent us a long story about sprinkles, which was metaphorical and allegorical, but he ruined our marriage. So.
Veda Sultanfuss.
That's it?
Yeah, I told you.
Sultanfuss? That's actually no more ridiculous than the Snufflepuss. Okay, give us, you got any more shout outs?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. We're getting some static.
It's giving static.
It's giving static. Get that static as she walks through the door.
Can she get some static walking through the door?
Are you telling me to talk?
Yes, that was the signal to speak.
Jesus.
Pointing at you.
I don't know.
Talk.
You told me that we needed silence.
But we got it. We got the silence so we could get rid of the annoying thrumming noise.
Why don't you just talk first?
Because I thought we had left it all for you.
Wildly gesticulating at
gesturing.
Me.
Just go. That
Jesus,
means
freaking
go.
Like that guy in that drummer movie.
Like J.K. Simmons
yeah.
over here. Not my tempo.
Not quite my tempo.
Are you rushing or dragging? Lord.
Seemingly compatible couple. Seemingly compatible.
Okay, we have one shout out. We got some like this and that, but come on, guys. You got to send me an actual like question.
Got to put some hearts or a poem or a story. Yes.
But so we got one comment that said, this was an entrance for the sprinkle contest. And also, I want to know how you guys completely overlooked Maria's mom sitting at the table and not being introduced on camera or saying a word. Bizarre, no? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Everything about that hometown date was bizarre.
Yeah, no, that was very strange because we got that whole backstory about Maria's mom and then she's just there and it's like, I guess she's fine, but Maria talked about how she wasn't really a part of her life and made her part of this. That was all very bizarre.
You know who it actually was? They'd like had put on a bunch of makeup and they kind of just showed her briefly and then they zoomed back so nobody really caught it.
Okay, let me see.
Kate Middleton.
This is where she's been this whole time. She's been hiding out.
Can we, like, I mean, can we do a special podcast episode
probably.
Where we just talk about
we
that?
We probably need to
like,
talk about these
what
conspiracy
is
theories.
Happening?
Well, and just if this, my thing, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this is so easy to resolve. Like, it would be so easy for them to be like,
yeah,
hey, here's
it would
Kate.
Be easy to resolve if something wasn't going
That's
on.
That's what I'm saying.
So clearly
like,
something is going on.
It would
on.
Be so easy to resolve this if everything were fine. Just like, hey, Kate, here's a TikTok.
Here she is.
Yeah, here she
also,
is alive.
You cannot tell me that the woman who stood outside of the hospital 3 hours after giving birth isn't willing to just like give a straightforward photo of herself. What? They said she was supposed to have gotten this abdominal surgery like 2 months ago. And yeah, they said that she wouldn't be back to official duties until after Easter. Duties.
She will do as she do do.
That's the problem, Kate. Cannot make a royal duty. They're having to bring in that doctor from Mexico. That
right.
Saw,
that saw Sam. He had the poop
yeah,
doctor.
Sam.
He's going to that was the abdominal surgery she delivered a poop baby.
I mean, honestly, maybe.
But she would be over that by now. I mean, Sam was fine.
Something.
I actually haven't seen Sam.
Big is going on.
Do you think, what's your thing? Mm. What's your guess?
What is my guess? I know some people think that they've like already gotten divorced. Please, that takes years.
Right. You think they would still be doing a podcast together if they got divorced?
I don't know. And I've seen that like she got some sort of surgery that required like a what's the bag?
Oh yeah, the whatever that bag is that you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, that holds your poop for you.
Yeah, so that there's something that went along with the surgery that's like very unsightly, or she's having to take like
but
steroids that are making her face.
Oh okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, even if that is the case,
just be like, oh, well, I'm not. I mean, Rachel was on this episode with Lockjaw.
Yeah.
And she was able to mumble through it and go to the fantasy suites.
Or just double down on, we said we weren't going to, she wouldn't be back until after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that buys them at least another 3 weeks.
And then she is risen. Hallelujah.
But I
Here
feel like
is.
When they submit this, like, altered photo, I mean, they have made it so 1,000% worse
yes.
by trying to
make everything seem
clever.
Okay. Yep.
And the royal family is a lot of things, but I do not get the sense that they are all that clever.
But they must have a PR person, right? Don't they pay one, like, college grad with a PR degree to be, like...
I don't think any of them know what they're doing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Can't you hire somebody to do this? They must have a press officer or something.
Yeah, of course they do. But, like, that's what I'm saying. None of the press people know what they're doing.
How is that? It's one of the most important press jobs in the world. Nah. I'll do it.
It's a bunch of clowns over there. Yeah.
I'll do, get Brian on this. Look Brian at, could do this.
We don't talk about the royal family.
We
Some
don't
people
talk about
don't
the
appreciate
royals.
All of my wild theories.
Some people aren't as amused by the possibility that Kate is perhaps dead.
Some people didn't enjoy that meme of George Costanza walking down the street in royal garb that I sent on the day of the princess, the day of the queen's death.
People have different ways of mourning.
Is that George Costanza in that meme, or is it Kramer?
It's George Costanza. He's walking. Yeah, he's like, his... it's from the Institute.
Yeah.
The Institute. Yeah. Yeah.
I got it from the Institute. The Institute.
I don't know. Something's going on. I mean, you heard it here first.
Okay, we'll get into the bottom of this thing. Yep. Robbins, get on this.
I'm also going to say, just in case anybody wants to send me a DM and weigh in on this, I think Vanderpump Rules sucks this season, and that show is dead to me.
Whoa, that is a strong... The Southern Charmed is the one with the big scandal, right?
That's Vanderpump... Well, it's all of them now, because they learned that they got a bunch of money and endorsement deals, so now they're all doing it.
Right.
Some
are pulling a royal family move with this.
Yeah, I mean, like Southern Charms, I feel like was a little forced. I feel like Summer House, by the way, if for any other Bravo heads, Summer House is thriving.
Okay, well, I'm glad one of these shows is good.
We've got Carl
it's certainly
and
not this one.
Engagement imploding, but no, Vanderpump Rules. They are jumping the shark this season.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's a big accusation.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
They are Arthur Fonzarelli water skiing over a shark.
And it's tough because last season did so well. But
yeah, it's giving failure.
You can't manufacture it. You hear that, Princess Kate?
It's giving Fonzie. All right. So the show. Yeah. Oh, wait. No, not the show. The winner of the sprinkle contest.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to just let Ryan handle this.
Yeah. So we had a lot of entries for the Sprinkling Hundreds and Thousands of Smiles Here for the Wrong Reasons presents the Sprinkle King giveaway.
Everyone that entered will be getting a free t-shirt that says that.
They will not. You said you were going to let me handle this.
Although, we did get, guys, we got reached out to by a merch vendor.
So there might be some merch coming your way before
too long. I feel like that
long.
Might need to go on a t-shirt
That
you would have to buy, not get for free.
Right. So yeah, not everybody's getting it. Don't be giving away our merch.
Please.
Just to some lucky people. But we do have one lucky winner of the Sprinkles contest chosen by a random number generator.
Which we put on video.
Yeah, we have a video of it. It's all legit and all super up in the air. Huh. Or not super, super up and up, on the up and up. And the winner is Amanda Fox.
Amanda, we love you.
You won a little song.
Amanda's the one that requested more musical.
That's right. You're the winner. Winner.
Oh, Amanda.
Wasn't there that Mandy song?
Surely there's a...
You came and you gave without taking.
Is that right?
You came and you gave without taking. But I sent you away, oh man.
I don't think so. And I need you today, oh Mandy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow wrote that about his dog. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Yep. That's wonderful. Yeah. I like it 100 times. There need to be more dog love songs.
Yeah.
In fact, I would like to imagine that every love song is a dog love song. Said I loved you, but I lied. Let's get it
on. I want to make love in this club. That's actually about a kennel club.
It's about the winners of the Kennel Club. All right, so congratulations, Amanda Fox.
F-O-X.
F-O-X.
I will have y'all know that when we picked Amanda as the winner, I said, oh, it's Amanda Fox. And Ryan tried to say F-O-X. And I said, I'm making that joke on the pod, so don't try.
But I just had to gesticulate at you wildly to remind you to do it. Okay, so nice and tidy introduction to the show. Let's get on to The Bachelor. They're in Tulum.
Rachel
has hit her face. Boy, we are very disinterested in this show.
I can't. All right, so you want to get?
Let's start with Susan comes in from the Golden Bachelor.
They bring in all these old ladies because they're like, "You need a mom right now. You're about to go bang."
Do you need an explanation of how sex works? You need a sex talk, dear? I liked the Golden Bachelor woman appearing, but they messed up and put the wrong people with the wrong people, I think. Like, Leslie should have been Rachel's advice giver, and Susan should have been Kelsey's advice giver, because Kelsey's going to win.
Yeah.
And Leslie was like, he might not choose you. You got to put your walls up. Be careful. And Susan's like, you go in there and you tell him you love him, Rachel. No, and it's not going to be Rachel.
I think that Sandra should have been... Sandra.
No. Susan is the one who comes into Rachel and she's like, it's, you need to be open, be vulnerable.
But Sandra said the same thing.
Okay, sure. That also would have been fine then.
Sandra and Susan basically give the same advice. Mm-hmm. And Leslie is like, look, it's probably not you, okay? You need to wrap your head around that.
You're going to feel like you want to kill yourself, right? This is horrible. But yeah, Leslie should have been Rachel's advice giver.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think when they do the Golden Bachelorette, that then they're going to bring all these old men back a million times?
I don't think so.
Ralph is here to talk to everyone.
Like, hey, Gerald, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
I think that these particular women initially struck a chord, and then Bachelor drove that into the ground and beat that dead horse and will continue to do so. Like, these women will be showing up on Paradise. We have not seen the last of Susan, Sandra, Leslie, any of these people.
No, I agree. All right, so regardless, Susan is the one that's assigned Rachel. Mm-hmm. She says that these girls need a real woman to talk about this experience
with. Yeah, not Jesse. She's very specific that Jesse Palmer cannot meet their needs. Cannot explain
Jesse this. Jesse Palmer must not be well-versed in, you know, lady stuff. Like you are.
Sure,
like
some men. Like some men just understand a lot,
like,
about
Ryan
the female experience.
Ryan loves to talk about periods.
I will give you a 30-minute PowerPoint presentation on periods anytime, any day.
So Susan says that what she learned from the show, and I feel like this echoes what we were talking about last week with why we would be more in favor of Daisy being the Bachelorette than, say, Maria, is because Susan learned, I am the prize. I am what a man needs.
And this is also, this is wonderful dating advice.
Yeah.
This is when I read dating advice things when we split up, that was all of the advice was like, treat it as though you are the chooser. Mm-hmm. And it just makes you more interesting, right?
That was incorrect about you.
I am the prize.
There we go.
But yeah, no, so it's a good, Susan has a healthy approach. It's a good approach. And she also says to be vulnerable, though, to tell him that you love him.
Tell him. So basically Susan just plagiarized that Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand duet.
Funny thing though, Eric Carmen wrote that.
No.
He sure did. Turn the radio up. That Make Me Lose Control is clearly about Make Me Lose Control. Take Me Over the Edge.
When you look in my eyes,
I go crazy. Fever's hot with the lights down low.
But they're in a car.
They're doing it in the car.
No.
Take Me Over the Edge. Make Me Lose Control.
I don't think that's how metaphors work.
As a professional poet, I can tell
this
you.
This might be why I'm about to get fired. What is the Olivia Rodrigo lyric?
About, she, something about you're showing her Uptown Girl, pretending like you're the one that discovered it. What is that? Deja vu, Olivia Rodrigo.
Deja vu when she's with you.
And they go to Malibu and they get frozen yogurt. Probably at Malibu.
Yeah, but she's not like, hey, you discovered frozen yogurt with him. I just don't like, I don't get it.
I'll bet you that she knows Billy Joel because you played her Uptown Girl. You're singing it together. Now, I bet you even tell her how you love her in between the chorus and the verse. Ooh, I love you. So when are you going to tell her that we did that too? She thinks it's special, but all it's right, all reused. All right, all right.
No, listen, the reason why this person knows Billy Joel is because it's Billy Joel and everybody knows him. Like,
okay, here we go. We have a perfect focus group for this. Go into your classroom next Monday and ask who sings Uptown Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, and
yeah,
let's
but what
see.
If they all say they know it because of Olivia Rodrigo?
Then that proves Olivia Rodrigo correct. Okay, we need another. Who
like
sings
an
for
equivalent...
the longest time? Ask them another Billy Joel song.
Okay.
Or what's, yeah, let's do, I'll do
We're
it too.
We're sticking with Billy Joel?
I think we have to make it as close
but
to.
Uptown Girl, what's the other one that I love by Billy Joel?
I mean,
I love
we
all
love
Billy
a
Joel.
Lot of
I
Billy Joel
Billy
songs,
Joel.
But another,
so
certainly
much so
not.
That I can't think of the other
right,
song. Right,
I love him
of.
So much I can think of two songs
no,
that he sings.
What's the song?
Just
I'm
not
thinking.
The one about the River of Dreams.
No, that's
not
that,
that
was
one.
A big misstep.
Yeah,
that's,
that was.
What were you doing, Billy Joel? Well, that was when he was married to Katie.
Who?
Katie Lee Joel.
I don't know who that is. Didn't he marry a model for what? Claudia Schiffer, isn't that right?
Not Claudia Schiffer. What's her name?
She's the Uptown Girl.
No, not Claudia Schiffer, though. The girl from National Lampoon. Christy Brinkley.
Thank you. Christy Brinkley is the Uptown Girl. I bet Olivia Rodrigo and this mystery boyfriend don't know that piece of data.
Gosh, he's been married
also,
four times.
Neither did I. Yeah, I mean, hey, we've got one in and out of the bag. Don't talk yet. We still could knock another three under our belts.
I'm going to figure out what song I'm thinking of, but we can continue on.
Okay, so we're doing a Billy Joel focus group. Okay, so continuing on. Okay, so Rachel.
I know what song I was thinking of.
Okay.
For the Longest Time.
I said that.
Oh, did you?
Like 2 minutes ago. Oh, I know what song. Have you ever heard of For the Longest Time? You're Olivia Rodrigo's ex-boyfriend. You're acting like you
yeah,
know
well,
Billy Joel,
you know
and it's because I mentioned it.
Okay. Fine, I don't care.
Okay, well, so ask your students if they know For the Longest Time and who sings it.
Okay, no, I will.
Yeah, no giveaways.
All right.
And then I and our department chair, Chad, will come in and sing For the Longest Time in harmony.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
I feel like you need like a third person.
You do. You
for
really
the
need
longest,
like six people.
For the
yeah.
Longest time.
That's like a ooh.
Yeah, that's really a department project.
Yes. I get everybody in on that. Yeah. Everybody takes a sabbatical so we can learn that song. Okay. So Rachel is worried that she, in the past, she has always been, other women have always been picked over her. So mm-hmm. she's worried. And Susan's like, so that worries you. Oh, that's in the past. And it's like, well, that is, but like, kind of want to work through that. Like, sometimes this advice is a little glib.
I feel like they needed to, like, come to a kind of middle ground here. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like Susan and Sandra were just like, don't worry about it. Just tell him you love him.
Just because he's literally falling in love with other women. Don't
yeah,
worry about that.
It's fine.
That's no big deal.
And,
yeah.
And Leslie is like, you're going to die tonight.
You're going to die alone. Yeah.
Do you want to marry me? Because we're both going to be alone.
We are our last chance for love for each other.
I wonder what Faith's deal is. Like, Faith doesn't ever come to
no,
any of this
Faith
stuff. Do you
is
think
not,
she's just like, fuck y'all?
I think so. I think she's just like, I'm going to go to my horse farm.
But Leslie seemed even angrier than Faith.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I'm surprised
I think
they
Faith
dragged
is
Leslie
less,
back out.
Faith is less invested. I think maybe she's like, I don't care
maybe
about
Leslie. Leslie's had some time to cool off, and now she's angling to be the Golden Bachelorette.
Now, it could be. I mean, she would be a good choice in terms of, like, this redemption arc that they like to do.
And in terms of hotness.
Sure, yeah. Ooh, sign me up.
Okay, so they go on their date, and Joey asks if she likes wild animals and can hold her breath for a long time. Did they see a single wild animal on this date?
Well, this date got cut short, so we don't know. But yeah, I was like, what was this date?
They were just about to bring in the tigers.
Elephants. Yeah, there's dancing bears and elephants about to come in when she got lockjaw.
But unfortunately, Rachel landed on her face when she had to, like, what are you doing?
Look down, and here comes the water. Boosh.
Yeah. I hate to be glib about...
You're Susan. You love to be glib. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
It's my biggest deal other than doing a schwa A.
You actually take this, please, as the compliment I mean it as. You would be an excellent, like, golden bachelor lady to come in 20 years and like, give people insight.
30
like,
years. 30.
I mean, depends on... Leslie is about 61, right? 62,
God,
so...
No, she's like mid-60s, I think.
I mean, still. That's... Okay, so 25 years.
30. Yeah, no, I... Look, if I'm still...
Still kicking, yeah. Yeah, I assumed they were going to go snorkeling, right? Like,
we're
can you hold...
snorkeling!
Going snorkeling!
Can you hold your breath for a long time? Do you like wild animals?
No, you don't. That's the whole point of snorkeling is that you don't have to hold your breath.
But you can. You can dive down below the surface to like pick up a starfish.
I thought the holding your breath was a reference to the cenotes because you're jumping.
Sure, yeah.
But I don't know where the wild animals came in.
Right. Well, I was, if someone said to you, no conduit, well, you're in Tulum. Where is, I don't know where that is. Tulum.
It's right outside of Cancun.
Oh, okay. Tulum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would very much like to go there.
I'd like to go to Tulum.
The Real Housewives went one time.
Oh, sure. Of course they did.
Quite a trip.
I bet they did. Did they jump in some cenotes? Did they see wild animals? Did they land on their faces?
They landed somewhere.
If someone said to you, hey, can you hold your breath and how are you with wild animals? What's your first guess of what the date's going to be?
I don't know. Nothing when you're having to hold your breath. I mean, yeah, I guess snorkeling, but no, like you have a snorkel in snorkeling. That's the point.
Maybe scubaing. Maybe
no, you still don't have to hold your breath.
You actually
There's
have to
no
hold your breath less
activity
in scubaing.
Where you're holding your breath. Like, what are they doing? It's just
around,
you know,
wild
what
animals. What?
It's just that they're going to do a hold your breath contest.
Around while a bunch of wild animals are around.
They're just going to
You're holding your breath and there's just monkeys swinging everywhere.
They're going to go to community pool and play a bunch of games. Like, how long can you hold your breath?
Marco Polo.
Let's pretend to be mermaid
quarters. Yeah, categories.
Mm-hmm. They could even play Marco Polo, even though it's just the two of them.
Yeah, I
how
said
romantic.
I offered that one up a moment ago. Marco Polo. But anyways, yes. Yeah, so Rachel ruins whatever wild animal surprise they had by landing on her face, and they have to go to the hospital.
Which seemed like a little bit of an overkill.
So I don't quite agree. I mean, the show has to cover its bases when she's like...
I mean, she did seem like she couldn't talk.
Yeah. Honestly, though, I have this in my notes. I'm surprised that this doesn't happen a lot.
Injuries.
Like, they do a lot of kind of sort of dangerous things. And I'm surprised. And also... I can't believe they didn't play this up in the previews. Like, they love going to the hospital. Like, they would send every single person to the hospital if they could. And so I'm surprised, like, it just came out of left field that, like, oh, Rachel's in the hospital for a little while.
They really don't care about Rachel.
Neither does Joey all that much. I mean, he did a very nice job with this where he's like, no, you need to go to the hospital. Like, he over and over again has shown being a concerned person. And, like, I think... deep down, like an authentically caring person.
I agree, although I think he really fucks up on this episode.
We'll get there gang.
She says that she's worried that she's playing catch up with time when it comes to them, that she, you know, just has the feeling that the girls that are left are closer. You are correct.
Yes. Susan gave you bad advice
that Joey likes them more than her. That's also accurate.
Well, you know, notice later when she leaves and he's like, it's so great to like hear that she's in love with me. I hope I can catch up with those feelings. And then when he's talking about Kelsey A, he's like, I hope she's where I am. Like, he had flipped the things. Yeah. And so it's like very clear that she's in third place with this, and that she's going to get cut, and that she smashed her face and she smashed Joey for nothing.
And then even beyond that, I mean, I said, because he says he has so much fun with Rachel. Really? When? Like, when did you have fun with her?
I mean, maybe we just don't see it. He talks about like how they gel. I just don't see their chemistry at all.
Not at all.
Like, I just, it doesn't come through. I actually feel like maybe Rachel will be a person who comes to Paradise and you get to see like more of this fun side or whatever. But,
or you get to see that she's a bitch.
I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. I'm holding out hope for fun Rachel.
Like she was fluttering around like a petty little butterfly with Kelsey's mom.
She was floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee.
She was, you know what, she's going to get cut, and then I bet she'll be in the Women Tell All next week.
Oh, for sure. Oh, that's why maybe they made it a cliffhanger, because this little, like, note in the door was not that's like the opposite of an action-packed cliffhanger.
What are we doing? Okay, tell me how much you agree with this, because it's been driving me crazy all season, and I feel like between the preview for the Women Tell All and the Oscars, I finally figured it out.
Okay, hit me.
Sydney is a slightly more like basic attractive, like a basicer, more attractive version of Greta Gerwig.
Who is Sydney?
Sydney from, who is Sydney?
Yeah.
It's like you haven't even watched this show.
Sydney.
Sydney. You want to say it again? Sydney.
Sydney. She's one of the girls that got cut.
Yes. Sydney, who went on the two-on-one with Maria.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who owns a vintage clothing shop in Rhode Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is Sydney?
I did not remember that that was her
name.
What
are we even doing?
I remember Caitlin's name. That's what I remember.
Yeah, sure.
A Greta Gerwig type.
Like sorority girl version of Greta Gerwig.
Yeah, no, I see that. Yeah, that works. Okay.
Okay. Kelsey? We're talking about Kelsey?
Kelsey, do we have anything else that we...
Oh, I mean, yeah, they do the fantasy suites. She says that when they woke up, she had to poke him to see if he was really there.
He had to poke her.
Is that what you really want?
Yeah. Feel a little poke coming through. is it a great idea to bang after a head injury? Like, I'm sure it's not a head injury. It's a jaw injury.
God, she just like, I told you, I think she did it just to get out of giving a blowjob. Sorry,
oh, my jaw
Joey.
Hurts.
Looks
my
like
jaw.
You'll just have to do me tonight.
I'll get you next time.
You know what? I feel like this new fancy free Clayton probably explores some other things, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Maybe he's not so much of a Batman anymore.
Yep.
Not so much of a Batman.
Batman does.
Oh, we'll see. Batman does. No, Batman does. They wanted to put it in a show, and the like Warner Brothers people were like, Batman. Well, they're like, superheroes don't do that.
Psh, Batman does that.
Batman does it all night long. Okay.
And so does Clayton.
Yeah. Also, I was very, one last thing about Rachel, mm-hmm. I was very confused because I thought at first that she was leaving in like that little pajama set that she was wearing, but then it turns out that Joey was leaving. But I thought he was like kicking her out the door in her like cute little pajama set.
I feel like that's happened before. Like Teresa walked off in her underwear.
Right, like pretty
season.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was like they're just sending her out the door. Like give her one of the robes. All right, so Kelsey A.
Kelsey is getting advice from Leslie, mm-hmm. as we talked about. So Leslie also lost her mom when she was really young. She was 24. And so that matches them up quite well.
Because
she's like, I know what it's like to, you know, feel like your mom is missing out on all this stuff. And it was sad. I mean, mm-hmm. Leslie was like still tearing up about
it. Oh, sure.
You know, us moms, we just, we're really special.
You leave an indelible impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless
can't
you're
be
Maria's
replaced.
Mom, and then they're just propping you up
you
at
just
the table.
Barely get a parting shot. Yeah. Here she is. Yeah, I have in my notes that Charlie is talking about his typing club over our shoulder during a lot of this conversation. So there may be a lot of this that I missed. But yeah, she's Leslie was talking about, like, I went into my last day confident and then I didn't get chosen, and that was hard.
That was hard because she was like, after our fantasy suite, like, I 100% believed it was me. And we knew that, but I feel like...
To hear her say it. Yeah. So she would not wish this on her worst enemy. Tells Kelsey to be a little careful. I have that this meeting with Leslie was a buzzkill.
It's just hard because I do understand from Leslie's viewpoint, like, if you're the runner up, that's the advice that you are, like, that's the position that you're going to be coming from. And it's a valuable one of, I know it's exciting and, you know, I know you think you love him and he hopefully loves you, but just remember that there, I mean,
oh,
I don't
yeah,
think
no,
that
I
she's
agree.
Wrong to be she's imparting not the wrong. Viewpoint that she imparts. But I also felt like Kelsey a little bit was like, I hadn't thought about that. Really, Kelsey? Like, she says that a couple of times. You needed Leslie to come here right. and be like, hey, remember,
hey,
you haven't
he might
won
not
yet.
Choose you. Yeah.
And now Kelsey's like bummed
She's
out.
She's all
about
in her
it.
Feels. I do think, like, if your friend or your child were on this show, that's the advice you would give them, is like, be careful. Don't get totally invested. So it is good advice. It just wasn't, again, Rachel should have been getting this advice.
Well, really, they all should.
They all should.
I mean,
yeah.
These ladies don't know who's the winner and who's not, you know?
Yeah, right. No, nobody knows yet, even though it's Kelsey. I have in my notes both that Kelsey has those double braids that I really like and that her hair gets all crazy. And I also liked that.
Yeah, that's a two for two.
That's
for
a two.
Ryan.
That's a
it's
two things on my list.
That she's not a redhead.
Yeah, that would do it. Yeah.
Can't win them all.
Check, check, check.
So they go on a boat. Mm-hmm. A turtle shows up.
Yeah, and Kelsey is appropriately excited, too, about it being a turtle.
I do like Kelsey. Yeah. She seems fun. She seems sweet. I think that they match each other well. I am in favor of this couple, if this is what it ends up being, which I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is, too. I think this is definitely what it's going to
maybe
be.
We're going to be fooled. Okay.
I can't move without it getting all glitchy. We need new equipment.
Maybe it is Daisy. I don't know.
Well, as we pointed out while we were watching this, he says the exact same thing to both. Like, almost like word for word.
Truly.
The exact same thing.
So you and I couldn't figure out, because we were too lazy to go back and look, was it Rachel or Daisy? Was it Rachel or Kelsey that he says,
not bad.
Hey, take a look at this. Yeah, not bad, huh?
I'm pretty sure he said that for both Rachel and Daisy's fantasy suites.
Rachel and Daisy.
Yes.
And then he tells Kelsey and Daisy, I'm falling in love with you and it's been building for a while.
Yes.
He says that exact same
thing to
both of them.
Like the exact same thing. Well, he's like, hey, this worked with Kelsey. Let's try it again.
He says, I'm falling in love with you fully and I've felt it for a while. To Kelsey, he says, I'm falling in love with you and it has been building for a while. To Daisy, Joey, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, this is a huge mistake.
Don't fall apart here in the last.
Yeah,
like,
you were doing so
well.
And this is, I mean... It is a mistake. I do not approve of this decision. I also want to say another critique that relates to this is he says at the very, like, towards the end of the episode, like, I was afraid that I wasn't going to have anybody who would choose me. And now I've got these three women who, like, can't live without me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's almost like getting them all to invest to, like, compensate for this big fear he has about not getting chosen. Like, he's like, increasing his odds, right? Like, it's like reassurance for him. They're like, oh, I've got three women now, but it's screwing two or maybe three of those women over. So I think that this is, I don't see how you would avoid that error in this situation.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I would probably fall prey to that too, but it's definitely like, it's giving
you
a little heartless.
1,000%
yes.
would.
Oh, absolutely.
This was you on Hinge. he also says, you want to get out of here like a million
times.
Yes.
Well, who are you, Ryan Gosling from Crazy Stupid Love? Yeah.
Aww.
You are no Ryan Gosling.
And he's a terrible egg cooker.
Terrible.
He does not know how to make eggs.
He can't crack an egg. Yeah. And just like, I'm not great at cracking eggs, but he looked like he had never held an egg in his life.
Maybe he hadn't.
He may never have. Yeah. He was, it was cute when they were making breakfast with each other. And like Joey feeds Kelsey a little bagel and everything.
Bagel.
I do.
But he didn't drop the bagel.
No, he didn't drop the bagel. That's a Ryan
He really
move.
Missed out on that classic.
That's a Ryan dating move right there.
Classic move, yeah.
So I will say they did, it seems like they got a lot of the trauma dumping out of the way early to make these dates like
now they're just more, here to boom.
Well, honestly, like I think that's part of it is like, let's do that on date three and then this won't be as heavy anymore.
I think they also like having them talk to the women before seemed to help because like Daisy was clearly very much in her feels when she was talking to Sandra and she cried because, and at one point Sandra's like, you look like you're about to cry, you know, what's going on? But then by the time she got to Joey, she was okay.
Yeah. I mean, that seemed to work for Daisy. I'm not sure it worked for Kelsey because Kelsey got more in her head almost like later after the date,
after
as
the
we'll
date.
See, they need to talk, you know, that's never good. When someone needs to talk to you.
Well, he's like, I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. Yes, you do, Joey. You know if someone leaves a note on your door saying, we need to talk.
I just love you so much. You're just so great. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about that.
Love you.
Yeah. All right. So Daisy and him, you want to go to the Daisy date?
Yeah. So Sandra's here for Daisy. Mm-hmm. As we've already mentioned, first of all, Daisy tells Sandra about her cochlear implant. Mm-hmm. Shocker. But she, I mean, she's like, look, I have this cochlear implant and it means that it's been really hard for me to think that a guy could want me. So Sandra basically is like, you got to go all in. Like, don't worry
Fuck
about
his
the
brains
other
out,
women.
Basically was her feedback. She's like in a sexual way.
At this point, I would say the most important thing happen for the entire episode.
Okay, let's hear it.
It is when the Allstate commercial came on.
Yeah, you can talk about this. You really lost your mind over this Allstate commercial.
Just tickled me.
You got Dennis Duffy pretending to be a bird in Larry Bird's attic, lost your mind.
I was laughing so I feel like I could watch that commercial the same amount of times that I've watched You've Got Mail.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. You don't watch a lot of commercials anymore, right?
No. So maybe
this is
like
what happened in grad school. I remember our friend Mark like didn't have cable and then like he saw commercials. He's like, because he hadn't gotten like immune to them.
That happened to me a little bit at the Super Bowl too, which those commercials are obviously supposed to be top caliber.
Sure, best commercials.
But, I mean, they were pretty great.
Yeah, that Dennis Duffy commercial gotcha.
That was a funny, funny commercial.
So, this podcast brought to you by Allstate.
Yeah.
All right, so they did not have a Daisy commercial, Daisy sour cream commercial, as far as we know. So they realized we were onto them, and they pulled the whole conspiracy theory.
Also, was that a commercial for sour cream?
Yeah.
And we went off on a whole thing about cottage cheese?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. you know how it goes. Huh, yeah, right. Sure. Okay, so Daisy and he ride an ATV, I think.
I have ATVs too.
Okay. Daisy says, I feel like we're a lot alike, which is terrifying because I know I'm crazy.
I feel like Daisy is showing a side of her personality in the last like couple of episodes that we just didn't see.
This
she's
is
like,
music video Daisy.
Let's get dirty.
Yes.
Yeah. And then she's like later on when they're talking, she's like, I feel like you can read my mind and you know what I want to do.
Right. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, Daisy. She wants to lick the sex off his nuts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. And then they go in an outdoor shower together. And then Joey's like, how are we feeling today? Any soreness?
Yeah. From the ATV.
No, I know. But like the way he says it is like.
Yeah, I know.
A little suggestive. How was that ride for you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Joey's also wearing a gold chain on this date.
It's just a whole
He's
different
turned
side
into
of
a cool
Joey.
Writer.
Yeah, he became the cool
He's
writer.
COOLRIDER.
So at dinner, Joey says that he's worried that people fall in love with the idea of him rather than him. Some relationship in Hawaii in his past made him feel like that was the case. So I don't know. It was probably a single mom that came in to Hawaii, that Zach Morris and and Mike Seaver both fell in love with.
That's what happens in Hawaii.
You fall in love with a single
mom.
Then
he also found a haunted tiki token.
And his brother Greg was in a surfing match and fell.
The Idea of You is a book that I read, now being turned into a major motion picture or Amazon movie with Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
41-year-old woman falls in love, 41 give or take, maybe she's like 46 in the movie. She falls in love with a like 21-year-old boy bander. It's meant to be kind of reminiscent of Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So we got that. We got Kristen Cavallari dating her 24-year-old.
It's the era. Everyone's in their cougar era.
I'm trending.
Yes, you are trending.
So
yes.
You know.
Yeah, you were really ahead of the curve.
I thought that when he said that people fall in love with the idea of me, he was going to be like, you know, the like hot tennis pro. Like, I wasn't sure where he was going with this.
Right. It's easy, like, people fall in love with Bachelor Joey. But yeah, I was, and this is kind of sort of what he was like all sad about in Quebec when he was like, people expect me to be perfect. Like, I feel like this is coming from the same place.
I just feel like we still haven't really gotten a firm answer on what the fuck he's talking about when he's still very ambiguous when he talks about this thing that he has.
Sure. Well, and that is a little frustrating since these women are expected to be so clear and so transparent in their trauma dumps. Like, something happened in this relationship that, I mean, it's like you and I and Nathaniel. It's like, well, just people will never know exactly what happened.
I need a bachelor with a very clearly drawn flaw.
Yes.
Like, I feel like
Usually they do a good job of that.
I know. And so now I feel like they're kind of like throwing all this different stuff at the wall with Joey. And I'm like, well, what is it?
All these vague abstractions.
Is he too quiet? Sometimes he's serious.
What is this idea of him that we have fallen in love with? All of America has fallen in love with this idea of him. Yeah. So, Daisy and Kelsey must both have left these dates being like, it's me. This is all mine. This is mine
said,
to lose.
I'm falling
falling
in
love with
you
to both of them. Yeah. So we'll see what, and then Kelsey and he are going to have a big, important conversation. Joey's falling apart at the idea of the note.
I'd like to give one more comment on the Daisy date.
Yes.
That the sign on the door said, no molesta.
They didn't follow that rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He molestar.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
Kelsey's just in her head. I don't understand why we got like half and half. Half security camera footage. And then they go back to like regular filming style when she's writing her note.
Like an avant-garde episode of The Bachelor that's like all security cam footage.
I would like them to do what was that movie? Memento. Where
yes,
it's
all backwards. I mean, that's kind of what they're trying to do now with like, this is what happens. How do we get here?
Yeah. I want them to just pick out like 3 or 4 special episodes.
Yes, special tropes.
One can be a musical.
Yes.
If Felicity can do it, The Bachelor can do
it. Amanda would love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love it.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer
did. They did.
Did
yeah,
it.
They sure did. Yeah.
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 Glee. Every episode they did it.
Musical episode. Glee should have done a very special non-music episode with no singing.
That sounds awful.
I know. That's like, let's take away the one minor enjoyable element of this.
No music from Mr. Shu? What a world.
In that summer rain. Ho.
So next week,
we find out what happens with this big talk. All right. So now,
I'm just thinking out loud here. How is that going to work? So next week,
we get the big talk. No, we get the big talk and the women tell all, and then I think it's the finale.
What's the big talk?
The big talk is the we need to talk.
So they're
Kelsey,
just like
Joey.
Linking
yes.
the last like 10 minutes of this episode onto
it
the women
said,
tell all.
It said to be continued. That is my guess of what they're going to do.
Okay. So. And then we'll get the finale
yes.
the next week.
Yes. All right. So you get to pick the final song. So here is Anna's choice.
Podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.